Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we got a great show for you. We have a great show for you because we're going to be talking about the concept of moving, about how it affects all of us, right? It affects all of us, whether what age we are, it doesn't matter. If we're an adult, it doesn't matter. If we're a child. And a lot of times we don't realize how it affects the children. We don't realize how much it can affect them. And it's interesting because we realize that it affects us, right? Anytime that you've ever moved, you realize that you have to, you have to pack up everything. You've got to be ready to move to a new location. You're going to miss some of your friends that were there. You know, the life that you had there, you're restarting your life and creating a new chapter. And there can be some excitement, obviously, around that and some fun and some new adventures and some new memories. But in the same situation, there can be stress, anxiety, wondering about the unknown, fear of what can happen, fear of losing friends, and what's going to happen in the unknown. And so I find it very interesting that it gives us an opportunity to learn more about ourselves. But I've also met somebody that's realized the impact of that, connected with the impact of what that does to a child after going through it in their own life with their own children and understanding how important it is to bridge the gap in understanding and to help with that stress level and anxiety that comes really when that new situation takes place. Marla Humer is joining me today on Live Your True Life Perspective. She's a school psychologist. And also, it's interesting because she's also created this new book, written The Big Move. She has a new book out, coming out soon. And also she has a group and a company called ThinkAheadKids.com that we'll be talking about here in a bit. Marla, great to have you live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you for inviting me to your show. I'm excited.
How is your day going today, Marla?
It's going pretty good. It's a little sunny over here. We're expecting it to be a little warmer right now. It's actually great weather. So
technical difficulty. Hold on one second.
Okay.
It seems like there's some sort of problem. Hold on one second, Marla. We got some sort of technical difficulty here.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay. Marla, sorry, stand by. Let's see if we can go on and get this audio check up here a second. Okay, guys, we're trying to figure out what's happening here on the station here, and hopefully we can get the audio back in. Okay, Marla, here we go. It's great to have you on the show. Tell me more about your inspiration for the book.
Oh, great. Yeah, can you hear me okay? Can you hear me? Hello? I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, great. We're back. Sorry, we had a little bit of a technical difficulty. Sorry about that.
Okay.
It was a little scary. So, Marla, great to have you on. Let's start again here. Marla Humer is here. She's a school psychologist, and she has her book out, The Big Move. Marla, what was your inspiration for the book?
I wrote The Big Move based on we were moving from one end of California down to the other part of California, and it was a pretty big move for us. In the process, you know, it can be very stressful. You know, you're trying to figure out, how can I find a new home? How can I get my house sold? How can I get my kids in the right school? You know, you're searching for so many things at the time. And then also, not only with the searches, but you're dealing with feelings and emotions and, you know, not only the adult's emotions and the worry and the fear and what's the unknown going to be like, but also my little kids. You know, they were concerned about leaving their friends and their surroundings, the places they would visit often, that they've become familiar with. And then I had my little one. She was only about two at the time, and she thought she was going to have to leave everything behind. You know, she came to me and she says, I'm going to miss my toys and my blankets and this and that. And I told her, oh, no, sweetie. We're bringing everything with us. You're not going to leave your things behind. We're going to pack them up and put them in a box and they're going to be at our new home. So that's what inspired me, was the thought that I think oftentimes we kind of just pick up kids and drag them around and we don't give them the, the time to hear what they're going through and hear what they're feeling. We kind of just take them here and there and just say, okay, deal with it. This is your new situation. This is where you're going to be now. So I thought, if I write a story based on what we went through and the feelings that my kids went through, then I think, well, maybe if it's a kid's story, it's going to really be a great starting point for parents to sit down with their kids if they're in the process of moving or they're going through a change in their life, that they can open up that book and then it might just strike up a conversation. You know, the little child might look up and say, hey, I felt that way. And mom, I feel like this. So the inspiration was my family, and the purpose is to get families talking and listening to their kids.
You know, I love that, Marla. I think it's great. And I love the book because I'm looking at it right now. It's a family of snails, and it's great, and I love it. And Daddy Snail, Mommy Snail, Little Sister Snail, Big Sister Snail. And I love the illustrations. They look like they're kind of all hand-done. Can you tell me a little bit more about the inspiration for the illustrations and how you did them?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, since my first child, you know, we started writing books, years ago. We didn't publish them until about 2017, but we have other books under our belt. Andrew the Blue Ear Puppy was the first one, and then The Circus Fish, and Here's the Big Move, and then we have a second part to The Big Move, too. We can talk about that later. But, my kiddos, it all came about because I'm a school psychologist. I'm always thinking, how can I feed the brain of a child? And then having my own kids, I thought, I need to feed their brain. So I decided to, when we wrote this little story about a personal situation that my first daughter and I went through, I thought, let's make this an educational experience. Let's illustrate this book on our together ourselves. And so we began to do some sketch ideas, which I did. And then I had her go with me to the craft store. And we decided to do craft paper, cardstock paper. And the reason for that was I thought she could learn her colors. She could learn how to cut. So in the beginning, the Andrew the Blue Ear Puppy, she actually helped me. I would hold the paper, and she was only about 2.5. And I would hold the paper, and she would cut it and snip it. And she'd help me create some of the images and add a little drawings, and I would glue them in the book. So basically, all of our illustrations are done through cardstock. So once we do a little sketch idea, then we cut the images out of paper, just hand cut. And then we glue the whole scene together. It's really quite fascinating. Yeah, I mean, you look at a blank sheet of cardstock, you know, like your average green or a blue or a yellow or an orange. And then you can just, you know, cut your little idea out and then you glue it on and there's your scene. It's really a neat way of illustrating it, I believe.
I think it's amazing, and I love that you integrated the family in it, because that's what I think is so powerful, is that, you know, it's great. It's a great concept. It's something that's necessary, and I think it's something that we overlook, you know, dealing with children. You know, we feel like we're kind of the ones that are taking the brunt with the move, and we're the ones that are having to deal with all the changes, but it really does affect the child.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree wholeheartedly. You know, I think, as adults, we've already been through milestones and we've already been through disappointments and we've kind of already seen how we can overcome those things. But they're in that moment and they haven't had, we would think that they haven't had such a big thing having in their life before. So they don't know what the end's going to be like. So they're sitting in this moment of worry and concern. And I think it's important to just kind of sit down and listen to how they're feeling and don't just cover it up and say, oh, you're going to be fine, you're going to be fine. But really listen to them and reflect on what they're feeling. And then the way we're going to be seeing new places, we're going to be visiting new areas, a new park or a new friend, a new teacher, and just the excitement of the newness of things, new toys, anything to get them to smile about the newness of it, of the change, you know.
Well, I think change affects us all. It's interesting how so many people say, oh, I'm great with change, you know, but in the same breath, they're stressing out and sweating it. And I think that when you're moving, and I know that many of us, you know, have done it multiple times as adults, but I don't think it gets any easier. And I think that when you have kids, you know, kids are pretty connected. They're pretty conscious. And so I think they can pick up on the stress of the adults as well.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. You know, it's such a stressful moment. You know, the first time we were house hunting, you know, we had our heart set. We thought, okay, this is the house. And the kids helped us pick it out. And we were all excited about it. And then it fell through. We found out that it had something wrong with it. And thankfully, we had found out right when we needed to, or else we would have walked into something that would have been a big problem for us. So that's the stressful moment. You're sitting, you know, at your counter in the kitchen, and you can't hide that emotion of, oh my goodness, this house didn't work out. How are we going to find another home in time because we're selling our house, or, you know, we sold our house, you know, depending on the situation. And so you just, you know, what we do, we pray, we place our worries in God, and we think, okay, he's going to make something happen. And so thankfully, you know, we came across another home that wasn't for sale at the time that we had wanted, and voila, there it came up, and we were so grateful. But definitely, you know, the kids can see that you're dealing with the stress and the worry, and you know, they may not tell you that they're seeing it, but I know that they do.
They're so aware, and I think it is interesting. It's all these different stresses, and I think any time, you know, as a human, anytime we get used to some sort of routine, it's always very kind of, it's kind of reassuring. And so I think that when we get out of our routine and we're making these different changes, you know, it can be scary, but you're right. I like the concept of, you know, trying to show them the positive side or the things that can come out of the move, which I think is really powerful.
Yeah, definitely. I know when we were, I think the biggest thing for kids is, you know, even adults, you know, you're leaving friends behind, you're leaving what was familiar, you know, and sometimes you're so scared to make that jump because you think, well, what is this newness going to bring? I think definitely sitting down with the kids and listening to the main points of what they're going to miss, and then kind of highlighting what you think, because you're an adult, you kind of foresee things differently, and reassure them and let them know, you know, hey, we're going to be coming across new areas we can go explore. Do you remember that time when we took a trip over to this part of this beach where we used to live in the past? And then, oh, can you think of this other beach we're going to see? It's going to be warmer weather. The beaches we used to go to when we lived in the other area were cold, and oh, these beaches are going to be great. We can actually wear our bathing suits and get in the water and feel hot. And with our situation, we are going to be close to family and friends. And where we lived previously, we didn't have family over there. We had one family member kind of close to us, so that was nice. But then I told them we're going to be closer to the grandparents, you know. And so in our situation, that was the positive, was that we're going to be close to the grandparents and uncles and cousins and different people. So, you know, just highlighting all the good points, I think, reassured them. And then also when they see you feeling confident in what you're saying about what you're going to be doing that's new, then they feel reassured, you know. So I think that's the importance of it, is how you present it and how they take your realism of it all, you know.
So true, Marla, so true. I mean, when we return, we're going to be talking more about the big move, which is going to be great, talking more about your second book as well that I'm looking forward to learning more about, as well as learning more about the company that you've created, which I think is going to be so interesting.
Thanks.
So stay tuned. We have more with Marla. Don't miss out, because we're here. We have three more segments. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be
talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well, or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it.
When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking with Marla Humer. Marla is the author of The Big Move. She also has another book coming out that we will talk about later on. She's a school psychologist, and the interesting part about it is I think that anybody that's gone through a move understands the impact that it is. They understand the impact it is on the family, on the dynamic, on the change. But what about the kids? Marla, great to have you back on. And I think it's interesting, you know, being able to write and have this book out to share. And when you started illustrating and writing this, did you find that that really opened up the lines of communication with your kids, per se, and you could understand that it would definitely open up the lines of communications for families sharing the book?
Definitely. You know, I think that's actually what comes across in my memory is my little one, as I was deciding on the words on what to say of writing the story, my little one looked up and her eyes kind of said, wow, my mom remembered what I said, and she remembered my feelings that my worry that we were going to, she thought she was going to leave all her belongings behind. And I think when she heard me kind of tell her the storyline idea and tell her the words that I'm going to be writing for the book, The Big Move, I think she that was a bit of reflection for her, and I think she felt heard, you know, when I saw that little look in her eyes. So I think that just that process of us going through writing the story together and with the two of them helping me with the illustration ideas, you know, I think it just made the move that we made a little bit more easy and less stressful. I know when we moved here, they were all smiles, and I think the whole process just made them feel a little bit less worried. Definitely.
Did you feel like you had to take some time out moments, you know, with them for anxiety? Because I think sometimes we don't check in, you know, with ourselves, and we might not check in with the rest of our family. Did you feel like that's something that you did too, is kind of checking in with them and seeing how they're feeling and really kind of walking through it, being more mindful because you knew kind of the stress that was involved in that?
Yeah, I definitely think I was more mindful of what they were going through, and I think my best way to take it was just watch and then react, you know, so I wasn't going to bring up an emotion that I think was going to make them feel uncomfortable, but I was only going to ask them about the positive, you know, how's school going? How are your friends? So just bringing out anything that's like a general question, I was kind of bringing it up general because I didn't want to say, hey, I know you miss your old friend. How are you doing with your new friends? I wasn't going to set it up that way. So I would just merely say, yeah, how are you liking this? Oh, hey, look, this new park we have. What do you think of the park? So if at any time they felt the need to tell me back what they're missing about something because of that general topic I brought up, then I would hit on that. Then I would start talking to them about, you know, how they're feeling and what they're going through. But generally, I would be very broad, and I wouldn't make it a point to bring up anything to make them uncomfortable. Just merely focusing on the present and, you know, seeing what they were feeling in that way. So,
I think that's responsible, and I think also it's a good idea not to put words into their mouth and let them be able to vocalize how they're feeling.
Yeah, exactly. And that was my whole focus and my hope. And even till this day, you know, you always ask just the daily check-ins, you know, but how are things going? How's school going? How are you feeling? You know, we're doing this online stuff. How are you doing with online? You know, and I think with anything, not just physically about a move, but about a change, you know, just general questions, I think will help them get talking.
Powerful stuff. Marla, when we return, we're going to be talking more with Marla on, she has an incredible company and website called Think Ahead Kids. We're going to be talking more about what is encompassed in Thinking Ahead Kids, the activities, the books for kids, the products, some really interesting stuff. So we'll be talking more about that, as well as the second book, which is going to be a lot of fun to talk about too. So stay tuned. So we got a lot to cover in a short period of time. But, you know, I find that these subjects are so interesting, not only for kids, but also for adults. And many of us have children, and so it's inspiring for the whole family. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. And I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's passed away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One day after his New York City apartment and office were raided by the FBI and electronic devices were seized,
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says it's unfair. The feds are trying to find out whether he was working as a foreign agent for clients in the Ukraine while he was pressuring the government to investigate Hunter Biden. On Fox News, Giuliani denied he did anything wrong.
I can tell you, I never ever represented a foreign national. In fact, I have in my contracts a refusal to do it. I have never represented a Ukrainian national or official before the United States government. I've declined it several times. I've had contracts in countries like Ukraine. In the contract is a clause that says I will not engage in lobbying or foreign representation.
Former U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosenberg said Giuliani is simply making things up. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We have a great show for you today. We've been talking with Marla Humer, and Marla is the author of The Big Move, and it's a great book for kids. It's a great book for kids and adults to share together, and I think that's amazing. And Marla, you were talking earlier about how there's a second book that you like to talk about. Let's discuss that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I have the second book. It's called Make Your Own, The Big Move book, and the inspiration for that was I wanted, I'm very big on, there's times when we have to use it and there's times that we don't. Video games and, lots of cell phone use. I think that kids are having to use too much of these days. And so I guess, creating books like the ones we have, I would hope that it would inspire you know, families to just kind of stop and spend more time together and doing fun things together. And right. And it's called Make Your Own, the Big Mood Book. And this will get the families working together, thinking together, and doing something together, and putting the phones down and putting down the video games and just sitting down spending some time together. So with the Big Move, you're actually writing and illustrating your own book. And it's replicating the Big Move book. And, you know, from what I've seen, kids are very, you know, very creative and inventive. And I'm sure they can add pieces of their own, you know, throughout the story when they're creating it. But what I give you in this book is a writing template. And the writing template has about 7 sentences that you fill in. You know, they're kind of like, I want to say not like Mad Lib, but it's a fill in the blank. So like, the first sentence would be, to start off, it is time for us to blank. So the child would fill in the rest and write it out. And then I provide a bunch of, little illustration cutouts, about 20 pages of adorable illustrated cutouts. And we give great, instructions, and they're called assembly instructions for each page. You're going to have 7 pages. Done when you created this book together. So you're going to have a writing piece, and you're going to have an illustration piece. And when you're done, after cutting everything out, you're actually going to open the book, and you're going to have your own story. And I think it's going to make the kid feel so accomplished. Hey, I did this all on my own. Look at what I can do. Look what I can create. And I know a lot of kids like this book so far. So. Yeah, so that's Make Your Own, the Big Move book. And I think it's great for encouraging kids to practice their writing skills. It helps little ones with their fine motor skills. It teaches kids how to write a sentence, to practice reading, learn, practice punctuation, how to organize, plan, and I think it builds self-esteem. So I think it all kind of works on all those different aspects. It's a cute book.
That's really awesome. So they can kind of create their own story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they write their own storyline. It's based on the Big Move book. So it is about the snails moving. So you do get the illustrations of the snails, the adorable snails that we have, some palm trees. You know, you get to build your own sheep. You can cut out your own pieces to create your own sheep. You have your grass scenes and your sun and your cloud. Your kitchen scenes, we give you adorable refrigerators and cupboards and sinks and faucets, and it's really cute. Boxes for packing and dresser drawers and windmills and a whole bunch of flowers, just a whole bunch of little illustrations that you can create to make your own pages as you move through the book.
Oh, that's neat. Okay, I like that because it gives them a chance to be creative and kind of be their own boss, be in charge. And I think that gives everybody, especially children, you know, some feeling of good and creating that power within. So that's pretty neat. I like that. Well, how did you come up with that concept? Did you just think, okay, let's give them kind of a blank canvas with some options so that they can kind of create their own world?
Yeah, definitely. And I think what I noticed coming, you know, doing a bunch of story times and also being in the school systems, you know, kids are so, you know, they're so creative and they have so many stories in their minds and they want to write their own books. You ask any kiddo nowadays, I want to write my own book. I want to write my own story. But I think oftentimes they'll get to writing, but they won't really know how to, you know, make a middle or make an end. You know, so I think that our book will help them see how to organize their thought process, like how you write the beginning of the story, how it has the middle of the story, and how it has the ending. And then it also helps them see how you build a scene for each aspect of the book. So I think my whole focus was to, you know, get this family working together and then also helping the child see how you do make a book, how you do illustrate, how you write a story. So just to help them, because I know that a lot of them have an interest in doing that. So it's pretty cute to see them tell me about all their stories. During our story time events, I'll get a lot of kids telling me, oh, I have a book. Can I read you my book? It's just super cute. And one will show me all the illustrations they made. And even my own kids, they love writing their own books. My daughter, my oldest one, she writes really amazing stories. And so she just needs to put it all together, and then it'll be good to go. And then my little one, she's only five, and she does amazing. She draws her little pictures, and it's amazing to see that she can actually create like a beginning to a middle to end with her illustrations. I'm like, wow, that's impressive. I like your thinking.
That's neat. You know, and it's neat. And I like the fact, you know, being an author, you're an author, but you also help other authors, right, with their work and try to help them. And there's been some folks that have been listening to the show and, you know, they have created or in the process of writing a book or a children's book. And tell me more. I'm over here at your website, thinkaheadkids.com. And so is this like kind of a go-to for like kids' activities, you know, books for children and so forth?
Yeah, definitely. So we created this about, I think it was July, right when COVID was happening. And I actually was inspired to make it because I thought, you know, there's going to be families stuck at home. And why don't I provide them some free stuff? So, because, you know, I feel like I've been blessed in my life. So I thought, why don't I just kind of share things with families? So I decided to just make a bunch of activities on my website and post them on Facebook, Instagram, let families know that these are free. Go in, download them, print them up, cut them out, have fun, and go to town. And enjoy your time with your kiddos while you're stuck being inside. So what later on came to be was I started thinking, you know, being a writer, or actually a school psychologist and a writer, I thought I would love to be able to showcase other people, because that's just who I am as a person, is how can I make other people feel like they're known. I see so many other authors out there working so hard to get people to notice their books, you know. So I thought, our website does pretty well. We get a lot of visitors because of our free and fun activities. So I think, why don't I do something for these other authors and create a section on our website called Celebrating Authors? And so what I do is I create two beautiful pages for the author, and they can present whatever book. It could be one book, two books, or three books. And I will show an image of their book, and they help me in creating a great what their book is about. And then they tell me where would they like their visitors to purchase their books. We don't sell the books. We just have links to where the authors have their books for sale. And then we have a separate section devoted just to that author. It's their autobiography page, and we create a beautiful page with their image, all about who they are. And we actually provide two amazing reviews. And, you know, being a school psychologist, I think my review is pretty credible. And I think if a parent or educator sees my review, they will say, hey, wait a second. If this psychologist recommends this book and sees these aspects of the book that are important, then, hey, I'm going to pick up that book. And then I also have my children write a review about it. So my little five-year-old, she can't type, right? But I do take down every word she tells me, and I put it down there. And I think it's really great because oftentimes, you know, authors do not see very many children reviews. You know, often they're searching for these Amazon reviews. I need an Amazon review. Can you give me one? And usually it's the adult writing the review. But I think our website is so unique and different because we provide that child review and also the psychologist review. And then more recently, to help support our authors and as our books as well, we create something called our Think Ahead Book Club. And Think Ahead Books Club, it's going to start in June and it's going to end in August. And so it's just our way of helping kids remember, you know, pick up a book, read a book, and we're going to be offering little stories that they can watch on YouTube, and they can engage in our free fun activities. So I think our website offers a lot of fun things for families.
I love it. I think it's a one-stop shop. And it's interesting, as you know, as an author, and you know, I'm an author myself, self-help, but you know, I think it's interesting because it's nice to be able to have somebody around and a group of people that can inspire and work together. Because I know, you know, first time, second time author, even how critical it is to have some sort of support around you. And I think that that's critical. And I think most people out there that's listening to the show that has written a book probably hasn't had that type of support, you know, would have liked to have had that. And so it's interesting that you're actually creating that. Do you find that, you know, having this this kind of portal here, does that help get the author's books into the school system, you think, or how does that work?
Yeah, definitely. I think that what we do is we actually do some story time events, and then when I do the story time events, I show the students my website, and so I guess you kind of like bring in the books to the school in a way, because they're able to see what other books you have on your website, not just ours. And I think just by knowing that there's a website that people can go to check out their books, I think that's going to actually support authors in getting their books where they want them. You know, we actually, not only do we use our website to showcase the authors, but we also post their books and their reviews onto other sites that they may, other groups, Facebook groups that they may not be familiar with, because I have a lot of homeschool groups, a lot of different school groups that I belong to, one school psychologist group, there's actually a child therapy group, there's just a whole bunch of different, special needs group, an autism group, and events groups, different groups that I belong to that I will post their books in, and hoping that, you know, hey, that this, maybe this book will benefit somebody today. You know, maybe a mom is out there looking for, you know, what can I do? How can I help my kid today with this? And hopefully they'll come across, you know, our site and come across that book that I just posted and say, hey, I think I'm going to check that out so I can read this with my kiddo and see if it will help us in some way.
When you wrote your first children's book, you know, what did you have to jump over? What was the hump that you had to jump over to make that reality?
Oh, boy. You know, I know that our book, the first one that we wrote, it was not so 4 years later till we actually did something with it. I think the biggest thing was learning how to do it. You know, I think the learning how to get that, what you have written and what you have illustrated, onto a format that a book, that a publishing company is going to take and create a book out of. So I think that is the biggest hurdle. I think for most authors, too, is probably finding an illustrator. I know there's lots of sites where they can go and find an illustrator, but and finding an editor and everything. But I think the biggest hurdle was just the technology piece and finding, you know, who's going to take my book and you know, how can we – I think, yes, that's the biggest hurdle is how can I get this to work? How can I get the technology piece to work? So it can be formatted so it can turn into a book.
And that's so true. And it's interesting because it's the desire to write the book, no matter what kind of book you're writing, is amazing. And then thinking through it and creating that and having that come out of your consciousness is amazing. But then it's like finding the right place and finding the house and finding the family that can make it work. And I know that some people have used self-publishing and some people have gone to publishing companies.
Yes.
And it's interesting. And it's just trying to find that niche of what works best. And then plowing forward, you know, with the idea, creating it and bringing it to fruition.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we actually chose self-publishing, and the reason was because we didn't want to, I didn't want to change the illustrations that we worked so hard together on, you know, and I didn't want to change the words because there was a lot of things that came from, you know, thoughts from my children or hearing what they had to say. And so that's the route that we chose. But I know that there's a lot of companies out there that are willing to take on authors who don't have agents. So that's you have to do homework for that one. But we chose to do self-publishing for sure.
Powerful stuff. When we return, we'll be talking more with Marla. We're also going to be talking actually about golden nuggets of wisdom. So as you know, anytime that I interview folks on Live Your True Life Perspectives, we have the golden nuggets of wisdom coming up. So Marla is going to offer her 2 to 3 golden nuggets. I'm going to also offer mine to you. Dan Nelson, by the way, will be back next week on the show. So looking forward to the historical perspective, as well as I'm going to actually be talking about some subject stuff at the end of this show just to give you an idea of what we're going to be talking about and all that good stuff that's coming up, okay? So we have a great show coming up next week as well, but stay tuned because we have the golden nuggets of wisdom and things that Marla has learned throughout her life that she wants to share. I will share some as well, and we're so glad that you're listening here on the radio on USA Radio Networks, or if you're actually watching on FaceTime Live on social media. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspective with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking with Marla Humer. Marla is the author, creator of The Big Move, and also the next book behind The Big Move, which is so great. She's also the creator of ThinkAheadKids.com. And Marla, this is the point of time in the show where I'd like to know more about some wisdom that you would like to impart on the Live Your True Life listeners, and I call it the Golden Nugget segment.
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks.
So it's interesting because every time I visit with folks, I find that everybody has something to share, some deep wisdom to impart, and some thoughts that are very, I guess, specific to the individual, but can really enlighten us. So I'd love to hear a couple of nuggets of wisdom from you, as well as later on how to find you, how to find the book.
Okay, well, definitely. I think that, I guess I would have to go way back from when I was just a little kiddo. I have always felt this, I think it's a nugget of wisdom that I can share if people all go through life with this perspective, is, you know, I think that we were put on this planet to either consciously or unconsciously help one another. You know, I think that there's many times that you consciously help people through, you know, like writing books. You want to touch somebody's life. You want to be there to support them and in some way and support their family. And then unconsciously help people because maybe you were going to get a cup of coffee and you accidentally, you know, bumped into somebody and then you started talking to them. And little did you know that that person could have had something terrible that was going to happen to them. But in that instant, you prevented it from happening because you, they took that time to talk to you for some reason. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's my golden nugget is, just kind of living that life's perspective. And I think the other one would be just to, constantly be supportive of one another, the best you can, to be there for each other and to be especially there for your kids. I know it's time. Sometimes parents get overwhelmed and you need a break. You need an emotional break. But, you know, always remember to take time for yourself, but also make sure you take a time to listen to your kids and kind of watch their actions. And sometimes you'll see something going on just by their actions. You know, it might tell you something that they're going through. You know, a lot of times when I used to work in the schools, kids would often, you know, have emotional issues. They would break out. They would do something with their physicalness to just show that something is happening in the classroom that's making them uncomfortable. So I think actions are important to look at and to pay attention to if you're looking at your kids. But the last one to bounce back on that is make sure you take time for yourself because I know that when you don't, you know, bad things can happen, you know, and, you know, you spend your life trying to be there for everybody, and that's important. But I think it's also you got to take a step back and say, hey, I need a break. So, and it's okay to say, Mom, I need a break. Tell yourself, I'm a mom, but it's okay. I can take this break. It's okay today if I do that.
Very valuable information. And where can we find you?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook at Think Ahead Kids. That's real simple. And then Instagram at Think Ahead Kids. And then we have our website, thinkaheadkids.com. As simple as that. So it's all Think Ahead Kids. Real simple.
So if you're looking for Think Ahead Kids, it's perfect to find the book, to find other things, too, as well as the community. And, you know, one of my golden nuggets, just, and the only thing I want to share with you today at the end of the show, is just checking in with yourself, feeling what it's like to be in your body, connecting with your breath, understanding what are you feeling and being able to just check in. I check in multiple times a day to make sure. I just create that mindfulness to know how I'm feeling and what's going on. And it's powerful because it actually shows myself that I internally care about myself, which is also pretty powerful, and I think we all need to be doing that. If you haven't already, check out the website at ashleyburgess.com. Remember, we have a great show for you next week. Dan will be back as well. And Marla, thank you so much for coming on. It has been a wonderful experience.
Thank you so much for your time, Ashley. I really had a good time, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, and looking forward to having her back on in the future. And check it out. Go to thinkaheadkids.com. You can find multiple things, different books, and all kinds of stuff right there on that website. It's a good combination and option for also authors who are also creating books as well. So check that out. Great show today. We have a great show for you next week. Okay, so definitely tune in at 1 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Eastern. And we're going to be talking more about more stuff on Live Your True Life Perspectives. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our Dancestors genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Dancestors clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's D-A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R-S genealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.